Good afternoon and welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. This is Chamber Chat and I'm your host Olivia Casso, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Each week we highlight the people, businesses, and organizations shaping our community. Today I'm joined by two guests. In the first half, I'll be speaking with Brent Baker from Elevate Now about the upcoming What's Happening Up North Summit. Then in the second half, I'll be joined by Katie Bulgalki from Community Resource and Vision Center to talk about this year's Festival of Trees. But first, let's look at what's happening around our community and through the Chamber. What's happening up North Summit? Friday, September 27th at the Best Western... Oh, that is incorrect. I'm sorry. That's going to be taking place at Marigold Bistro. This regional summit brings together business and community leaders to discuss economic opportunities and collaboration in North Idaho. Oktoberfest and Hope, Saturday, October 5th. Celebrate Bavarian style with live music, German-inspired food, and locally crafted beer, all in the stunning lakeside setting of Hope, Idaho. Birthday tea at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, Saturday, October 5th. A special afternoon tea celebrating the conservatory's milestone anniversary and its dedication to music education in our community. Sandpoint Showdown is going to be Saturday, October 12th, a Harley-Davidson inspired event with a Lost in the 50s vibe featuring motorcycles, classic cars, food, and live entertainment downtown. That's going to be Thursday, September 24th. That's going to be business after hours, hosted by the festival at Sandpoint at their offices from 5 to 7 p.m. A fantastic opportunity for networking and community connections. When we return after the break, we'll dive into a conversation with Brent Baker about what's happening up North Summit and what it means for our region.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolks, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolks Fresh Market.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake, seasonal waterfront dining on the shores of Lake Ponderay in Hope, is open for lunch and dinner Thursday through Sunday from noon to 8. Come on out and enjoy the end of season.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning online learning program.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by education experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 10,000 learning activities and more than 850 lessons, it's an engaging and comprehensive curriculum. More info at abcmouse.com/radio.
I've been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat. I'm now joined by Brent Baker with Elevate Now. Brent, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Olivia.
Yeah. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I'm retired as a builder and developer in the region here. And I started doing consulting and coaching and educational work back around 2015. And then in 2020, I was working primarily in the construction industry still then with my consulting. And then in 2020, I started my own company, Elevate Now Consulting. And with that, I expanded away from just working with contractors and construction and development related activities and got involved in company culture issues and other things and in other industries. And then more recently, about 3 years ago, I took up getting involved with economic development work and community development. And more recently, again, about a year ago, a little over a year ago, got actively involved also in coaching through the working with the Novia Foundation and the Community Heart and Soul organization, doing community coaching as well. So just helping as I can as a swan song career retirement job.
Are there any current trends or kind of economic forecasting that you're seeing indicating any, I guess I'm trying to say, what are the most pervasive issues in our area right now as far as the economy goes?
Right now, like the key word you'll hear from executives, business owners, all revolve around uncertainty. There's some policy and activity going on, let's say primarily at the federal level, that's impacting our communities really strongly, and nobody knows really how to make sense of that and how we exactly move forward. It's a little bit unprecedented and doesn't always seem to be grounded in sound principles of what the data indicate we should be doing. So it's causing people to pull back, and we see that as a break on the economy in ways that I don't think are necessarily beneficial. But we're going to explore that in our upcoming summit. We're going to be taking a look at how to deal with that. We have some experts coming in. They'll be giving some talks. We're going to talk about what's going on locally, and we're going to tackle that in a very real way.
Would you give us some more details on that summit?
Oh, glad to. So we have two sessions in the morning and two sessions in the afternoon. And then for people who would like to attend, it includes all the food. There's light continental style breakfast and a full lunch. And then after at the end, there's networking and networking opportunities during the breaks as well. But the key lineup starts with our keynote economic presentation, which is from Grant Forsyth. Dr. Forsyth is the chief economist for the Avista Corporation, and he'll be talking about what he's been seeing lately and how we can use what he's seeing to make decisions going forward. That'll be an excellent presentation. He's a great speaker. I've heard him speak before. And then in our and all of our events, I'll say we'll have question and answer periods and discussions, because we relate to our attendees are the big panel. It's about participation, so we expect the community to come to share, to ask questions, and we really kick it around, because the idea is to come away with actionable items, to be motivated, inspired, and come away with action items for our community for the upcoming year. So we start with Grant Forsyth, and then the second one in the morning is we have Ford Elsasser, who's chairman of the Lakes Commission, and he's teaming up with Timothy Nadreau and Stephen Peterson. They're both consultants who work on economic impact studies, and they're both professors at the U of I. And so we're going to be talking about the long-awaited Lake Ponderay lake level economic impact study. We've been trying to get this done for a long time, and the Lakes Commission and the University of Idaho teamed up to jointly bear the cost of this study, and it'll have a big impact.
How long has that study taken, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, they started, I think they started the study in the late spring is when they started. It'll be done, you know, late fall, I'm guessing. But we've been trying to get it done. We've been working toward it, but never had the financing, if you will, to do it. But we're finally getting it done after, at least 15 years of wanting to do this. It's finally happening. So we have Ford and Tim and Steve will be there explaining what it is, you know, what do they see, what have they seen, what have they gathered so far. They can't give the results yet because it's not done, but they'll share what the process is looking like and tell us more about it and what the impacts might be. And then in the afternoon, we have the Inovia Foundation as guests. We have Molly Sanchez, who's the Chief Community Investment Officer of Inovia, and Josh Kale, he's the Community Development Director. And they're going to talk about, the impact of charitable gifts and philanthropy on communities and what role that plays in the changing world we're seeing right now and how that affects community development. And we're also going to be talking about the Community Heart and Soul Program, which is an outgrowth from the Orton Family Foundation. We'll be talking about what that is. It helps. It's a two-year program that helps communities ascertain kind of data-based information about who lives and works and plays here and what matters most to our community. What is our community made of and where do we want to go and help create a plan to get there? So it's a great clarity exercise for communities to do as well. So they'll be talking about the work they do, and we have some people hopefully also will be there to help in the discussion and the panel that'll follow. Following up with that, it's should be really, really interesting. And then at the end, the final panel will be what's called the Red Team. That's the Regional Economic Development Team. So Idaho is divided into, I think, five or six economic districts. We're District 1, the northernmost district, which consists of the five northern counties. And so Boundary, Bonner, Kootenai, Shoshone, and Benawa. And so there's a lot of misconception about nowadays, what are community development? What is community development? What is economic development? And what do we do and what don't we do? We're going to make that more clear. People seem to have a misconception that economic development is just about bringing industry into a community, and that's not really... We can do some of that, but that's really not our focus at all. So we're going to let people know what we do, how it works, and that there's really a huge network of people that work together as a team to serve the whole region. We have an office in each county to help gather information and help implement things there, but it's really a very large team working for the benefit of the people. And we want to help people understand what that is and how it works. And that'll be the final presentation, then followed by networking and happy hour then at the end. It's an all-day event.
Yeah, wonderful. Where is that at?
That's going to be at the Sandpoint Center at the, again, Columbia Bank building. Marigold Bistro and the meeting room next.
Fantastic.
There, and it'll be there all day on next week, Thursday the 25th.
Wonderful. And so who's your ideal attendee?
Well, we have quite a few, but really it's a community event, but the primary attendees we typically see are business owners and business managers, elected officials, public administrators, educational leadership, nonprofit leaders, and the interested public. We have a lot of people just interested in this stuff, and they show up as well. And really, like I say, it's participation oriented. The presentations are not lectures, and they don't run super long. Typically, they're going to run from 30 to 45 minutes, the presentations, and then the rest of it is. It's all about the Q&A and then the discussions. We have Q&A specifically on the presentation, and then we followed up with discussion for the whole room. You know, what does this mean for us? And there'll be some activities that we do mixed in there too to keep it interesting.
So I know that you've touched on this briefly, but I was just wondering how the summit supports our long-term economic vision in town.
Well, part of what we do is determine what that vision is, and we'll be talking about this, but we develop what's called, as a team, we develop, through the Red Team, we develop what's called the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. And really, that's, people aren't aware of what that is, but that's critical. That's a document that for all federal grants and other grants that makes sure that any grant applications that are going on there, especially through the EDA, the Economic Development Agency, federal agency, and that's where the big grants, the big infrastructure grants are, is your alignment to that strategy determine in large part whether you're going to be successful in getting those grants. And those supporting grants are really critical to moving things forward in our communities. And if you don't align with, if you don't have the strategy in place, and if you don't reference your grant applications to it, these grants are very competitive and you're unlikely to be able to get those. So it helps keep that in place. And then the sheer amount of resources that are available are enormous. It's overwhelming, and no one person can know or keep track of that. And to have an office where all that stuff can be collated and people can be referred to what's most effective, what will most help you get there, who can help you, what agency, what individual, what grant opportunity. It's just really helpful to have that information out there. And we're so busy in our community taking care of day-to-day business, we just don't find the time. There's nothing like this really in the region, in all of the northern half of Idaho that I know of, where everybody can come together every year and really bring the minds together and take a day off and say, what's going on? Where do we want to go? What challenges are we facing? What can we do? How can we come together, you know, to really make our community better, more resilient, stronger, create greater prosperity? It takes a day to come together to do that and keep that team solid.
Amazing. I've gathered that I feel like it brings a bit of hope in kind of some bleak economic times. So yeah, thank you.
And it can. Yeah. And we started as an organization in very bleak times. I mean, this organization was founded in the 2000s, but back in the night, I've lived here since the mid 70s and in the mid 80s, I think we hit unemployment rates in the mid 20s, and we didn't have the diversification of economy. And so every time, really, we were so timber industry based that every time the price of framing lumber dropped, people would be unemployed, then they weren't spending money in the stores, and like everybody would suffer. And it was really, really rough. And over years, through the efforts, we've diversified the economy and brought up the median wage. So the idea is to have our organization supports growing businesses, especially local businesses, not business attraction so much, but as strengthening local businesses to make sure that we can handle downturns in the economy by having strong diversification. And we've achieved that. It is for the size of our county, Sandpoint, for the size of the Sandpoint area, and now Priest River also expanding and growing and diversifying, is that we can survive those downturns because of that diversification, because we've attracted some, you know, better paying jobs with benefits.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And I really appreciate you coming in to talk about this important event. I'm looking forward to the impact it's going to have on our community and the future of our economy here.
Well, thank you very much. And if people are interested in registering, they can do it through our website, pepidaho.org. Just click on the summit link.
Amazing. We'll take a short break, and when we return, I'll be joined by Katie Bulgogi to talk about a beloved community tradition, the Festival of Trees.
Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pend'Oreille. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance. 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts, and their ASE and Master ASE certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, and Fridays until 6, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be, Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. The deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang.
That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
Call 800-838-8614. 800-838-8614. That's 800-838-8614.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat. I'm excited to introduce my next guest, Katie Bilgalki, with Community Resource and Vision Center. Katie, thank you so much for being here today.
So happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So this time of year, we begin to look forward to the Festival of Trees. For those who may not be familiar, can you share what the festival is all about?
Oh my goodness. It is about all things joy and all things community. We have been the host. This will be our third year hosting it. We were the recipients of the Festival of Trees from the Kinderhaven Foundation, who had done 2 decades plus of setting the foundation of this event. And we're really, you know, just thrilled to be able to continue that tradition, and then super excited to continue making changes to it that really represent the full breadth of our community. And so we have made 2 big changes since getting the tradition passed down to us. And those 2 big changes are we moved the location from the fairgrounds over to downtown Sandpoint at the Hive. And we love that partnership with MAC. We love that we're keeping money in our community. We had to do a lot of work to make the fairgrounds look really pretty.
Yeah.
And when I say we, I mean Olivia Luther and Chelsea McCoy from Kinnick-Sioux Community Health. They're on our board, and they are like little magical, they sprinkle fairy dust on everything and make things beautiful. But we had to spend a lot of money out of town for like Spokane event rents to make that place look pretty. And the Hive is just a cool spot. And so we don't have to do as much of that. And then what else it does is it brings people downtown Sandpoint and helps with some economic boosts for our small businesses, especially on Small Business Saturday, which is also when our free Friends and Family Day is. And that was our 2nd big change, was we went from a 3-hour event on a Thursday evening to a full day free event for families on Saturday. And that's going to happen on November 29th this year. We're thrilled. So what happens at that event are so many things. We have photos with Santa. We have free cookies and cocoa. There's crafts that are happening. We have six different local entertainment acts that will be on stage, bringing their talent and bringing their crowd and bringing their energy. And then my absolute favorite thing is our fourth grade gingerbread competition that takes place. And that's just such a cool thing. We started that 3 years ago. And the first year, Naples Elementaries won this, won the competition. And last year, Valley View Elementary up in Bonner's Ferry won. And what they do is we give each of these participating fourth grade classrooms $50, and we let their imaginations run. They just come up with all these crazy ideas. They put together these gingerbread houses. They get on display at Friends and Family Day. Folks come in to vote. Kids' faces light up because they get to show their parents and their grandparents the work that they've done. And then the winning gingerbread goes on to our gala, which is the following Saturday, and gets auctioned off. And the proceeds that that brings in goes to a nonprofit of that fourth grade classroom's choice. And so they get involved in philanthropy. They learn about all of the good things that our nonprofits are doing in our community. And then they really get to learn about multiplying a gift and how small things can become really big things. And so we deliver a pizza party, and we just love on them and show them how impactful they are in their community. And it's such a fun day. It's my absolute favorite thing about the Festival of Trees.
I love that so much.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So we discussed briefly this new idea that you're bringing up this year about your passport program. Can you please tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that you asked that. So this is new to this year. So this will be our third biggest change. So after last year's success of Friends and Family Day downtown, some of the business owners were like, we had record setting lunches and we had great sales today. How do we amplify that? And so hearing from our businesses, we're like, well, let's brainstorm. And so we are having 12 nonprofits have trees in 12 different downtown locations, all along First and Cedar Street. And so in these businesses, there will be a raffle tree that's available for all of, you know, for all of the county to purchase a raffle ticket for. And those nonprofits' creativity will be on display. And we'll be selling these passport booklets that have all of the locations in it, as well as little coupons from each of the participating businesses, a write-up of each of the tree, and then these cute little gold stamps. They're going to look like actual passports. As a kid, I would have loved this thing. So we're going to get these little passport booklets out. They cost $20. You can buy them at the Friends and Family Day or at our Christmas Jubilee concert that's happening on the 30th. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you get a stamp from each location, you'll be able to turn that passport in at 113 Main, and you'll be entered into a chance to win a gift from the Downtown Business Association, and that should be some big, beautiful bundle. We're not quite sure what exactly that's going to look like. And with that passport booklet, you also get a raffle ticket entry into the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer tree that will be on display at the Hive that the wonderful women of the Idaho Club are providing for us this year.
Amazing. Yeah, I know that you'd also mentioned that the trees are being designed by interior designers.
Yeah,
that's
so
really exciting.
We have a couple interior designers that are doing it. I'll tell you who's all in right now. We are going to be doing just 10 trees at the gala, and those are going to be on display at the Hive all week long. And so really, if you want to come and see them at Friends and Family Day, that's great. They'll be up. So Selly Valley Construction is doing a tree. It's going to be a man's tree with a bunch of, you know, tools and things underneath it. And I'm excited to see that one coming together. And then Kinnexu Community Health is doing one that doesn't sound like a designer tree, but Olivia Luther pulls out some serious magic, and that is always a stunning treat that we're excited to see. And then Basecamp Design and Smith Wright are partnering to come up with something absolutely stunning. Meadowbrook is doing a tree for us, and so is Neiman's Floral. So we've got a couple other trees in the works and conversations going on with some other partners. Last year we had Aspen and Stone had done an incredible tree for us, and so did Loft 31, and it just really really is so cool when you get to see people's talents on display and then also hopefully bolster their businesses. And that's really what we're trying to do, is just like make sense with the connections and the people that we have supporting us. And speaking of support, I want to just throw a huge thank you out to Numerica. They are our title sponsor, and they are coming to Pondere, and their business will be opening soon. But we just love that they're making this big splash into the community by stepping up and supporting something that's really touching everybody.
Oh, they've been fantastic. With multiple of our events, we've had some of their members who, you know, aren't even working out at the branch yet, technically.
Yeah.
They're all coming to volunteer, and just the level of community involvement already is not going unnoticed. They were really wonderful people over there.
Totally. I know. We are so, so stinking fortunate. I had such a great time showing them around the Envision Center, and then, you know, them just coming to us and being like, we want in. I'm like, oh, yeah. Fabulous. And then I just want to thank our other supporting sponsors. We have Sandpoint Furniture. They're coming to help us. Selly Valley Construction again. Big Nick's Tree Management is making it possible, along with the Idaho Forest Group, for us to have the trees, which are the backbone of this event. And then HMH Engineering just stepped up. And do you know why they did?
No.
Because I saw them at the chamber lunch, and I was like, why haven't I reached out to them? And they were like so happy to participate.
Best place to make connections.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally. Can I talk to you about the Christmas Jubilee concert?
Absolutely. I'm really excited to hear about that.
So this is a new thing that we're hosting. Because we rent the Hive for about 10 days, we're like, we should really maximize this. And so on Sunday, right after the Friends and Family Day, we have a Christmas Jubilee concert. It's a matinee featuring the Bonner's Ferry Community Orchestra, and it's their first time even being invited to Sandpoint, so they're thrilled. They're going to come. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but it sounds like there'll be some string quartets, and there'll be a brass section, and we'll have a harpist, and I am thrilled to offer this event. I think it's going to be just a really incredible afternoon, and we get to also then honor our tree donors and all of our sponsors, and they get to be given some VIP tickets to that event and be upstairs and feel fancy and get in the holiday spirit. And what we love about this is it's another price point. So we have our free event, we have this event that costs $20 a ticket for the Christmas Jubilee, and then we have our big fancy gala, and those tickets, I don't even know how much they cost. It's $200 a person, maybe. I'll have to check. But you know, just having a range and really realizing like Sandpoint has a diverse population with a lot of economic backgrounds, and let's tap into all of them. Let's speak to our whole community. Let's represent the whole community. And so every year we want to keep adapting and changing and bringing in more community members. And I think we're doing a good job of it. I just want to continue it.
Yeah, I think so too. Could you please tell me how people can attend, volunteer, or support the festival this year?
Yes, absolutely. Our website, crecidaho.com, is where you should go. And then we have an events tab, and you can hit that and go down to Festival of Trees. On there, you'll see links to purchasing tickets. You'll see some email addresses on there for how you can get involved. We need tons of volunteers to make this thing happen. And really, you know, my biggest thing is come out for Friends and Family Day. It's open all day, 11 to 5. And there's just something magical happening every single minute of the day. We only have 3 of our 6 acts locked in so far. So if you're a performer and you want to get out and showcase your talents in front of our community, you can reach out to us as well. We still have a couple sponsorships available. We're rocking though. It's been exciting. We hit the ground running in July, and it feels just kind of silly to be thinking about Christmas in July. But you know what? This is our biggest fundraiser. It's what we love about it is it helps our operating budget, but what also it does is it amplifies the work of our community partners. And so all of those raffle tree sales that are going to be happening between November 28th and December 6th, all of those sales go directly to that nonprofit and that tree and that business. So really it's an opportunity for a fundraiser within a fundraiser for our partners.
Incredible. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Katie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be here.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful way to kick off the holiday season and give back to our community. After the break, we will wrap up today's show with a quick chamber highlight. Stay tuned.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
How did you sleep last night? I'm Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. We know that shopping for a mattress can be confusing and sometimes stressful. Here at Sandpoint Furniture, we will take time to fit you with the perfect sleep system. Whether it's for the master bedroom, a guest room, or maybe something for the kiddos. We carry 30 different models to choose from, and most are in stock at our location in Ponderay. Our showroom is designed for you to try all of our mattresses in a comfortable, no-pressure environment. Sandpoint Furniture, your local sleep expert since 1945.
Attention all seniors. If you're between the ages of 55 and 75, you could get up to $50,000 in final expense insurance with no medical exam required through Life Insurance Savings Group. With the increasing costs of funerals plus any outstanding debts, your family could be stuck with a huge bill when you pass away. Don't let that happen. As a qualifying customer, you're guaranteed acceptance regardless of your health, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or are overweight. Call 1-800-370-5511 for your free quote today. To repeat, if you're between 55 and 75, you could get up to $50,000 in coverage with no medical exam required. Your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Plus, some policies cost as little as $30 per month. Call 1-800-370-5511 for your free quote. 1-800-370-5511 or go to lifeinsurancesavings.com today. That's 1-800-370-5511.
Details on example rate at lifeinsurancesavings.com. Paid for by SelectQuote.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake, seasonal waterfront dining on the shores of Lake Ponderay in Hope, is open for lunch and dinner Thursday through Sunday from noon to 8. Come on out and enjoy the end of season.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat. As we wrap up today's program, I want to thank both of my guests, Brent Baker and Katie Belgalki, for joining me. I want to close by congratulating the 17 new members of the 2025 through 2027 Leadership Sandpoint class. That's going to be our member win of the week. We're so excited to see the leaders that they already are and the leaders that they will continue to become in our community. We had a fantastic first class up on Schweitzer Mountain on Wednesday. Our 17 new members got to have a wonderful introduction to our program by Mickey Quinn, who is our grant administrator at the Chamber. She is doing really wonderful work with our group. She's brought back by popular demand from last year's group, so we were really lucky to have her. And then Allison Dunbar, who is our chamber president and gave a legal presentation and a presentation about how the structures of the boards work. So that was really fantastic to kind of give just more of a highlight of that community involvement and how to really be a wonderful asset. So we'd like to thank her for that. For more information about chamber events and programs and ways to get involved, visit sandpointchamber.com or follow us on social media. I would really like to highlight our next event for the Chamber. That would be Business After Hours on September 24th from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's going to be held at the Festival of Sandpoint offices. come by for some drinks, some door prizes, some fun games. It is one of the most fun and casual ways to network in our community, so I would really love to see some new faces attend. That is an open house, so yeah, feel free to come by and see what chamber membership is like. And we also once a month host our general membership luncheons. Those are open to the public. Our next one is going to be October 9th. That's going to be at Marigold Bistro. And we will be getting a presentation from the Bonner County Historical Society. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope you all are too. Membership pricing is $21, and non-member pricing is going to be $26. So feel free to come down and check out what we're about. Additionally, the day after that, we have Chamber Coffee Chat, and that's going to be October 10th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Chamber of Commerce offices. And additionally, I would love to highlight, I'm seeing a flyer in my window right now, the Sandpoint Showdown, and that's going to be taking place September 27th. Okay, and that's going to be at Cedar Street Bridge, downtown Sandpoint, Idaho. So the normal route for where the for where Lost in the 50s is at. And we're really looking forward to that. We're looking forward to that partnership. It's going to be their first year. So Harley Davidson's all over the place. There's going to be some slow races, some faster races from what I've gathered, and just bringing a really fun energy to downtown Sandpoint, especially as we're kind of all getting prepared for a colder part of the year. Thank you so much for tuning into Chamber Chat on North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. My name is Olivia Casso with the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and we'll see you next time.